The games are wrapping up and the scores are rolling in. This is your source for all of Central Ohio's high school football scores and live interviews with the winning coaches and players. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
Week three of the high school football season is here, and we're not sure if there's a full moon outside or not, because this is a little crazy, some of the scores we're seeing here tonight. Some of the shockers that we are getting so far, we will get into those in just a couple of minutes. Welcome, everyone, to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. I am Ryan Baker. He is the guru, Lee Cochran, from ThisWeekSports.com, and of course, our coach, head coach, Larry Wolf. And as we get started here, gentlemen, a lot of tributes today we've seen from 9/11, obviously the 19th year anniversary of that. And Larry, one of my favorite stories that I've ever heard you tell is your recap. You were head coach at Reedy then, and your recap of that week and the events leading up to that Friday night.
Well, as everybody knows, it started off as a normal week, and Tuesday morning was beautiful. I mean, it was sunny and blue sky, and, you know, the airline pilots call it severe clear because it was just such a perfect day. And, of course, that all came to an end shortly thereafter when we saw the buildings and all of that devastation. And school was canceled, I think, on Wednesday. And if my recollection's wrong on any of these, it's just because it's been 19 years. But we had a game to play that weekend with St. Charles, and it was scheduled for Friday night at St. Charles. But because of the everybody took a day off, and we'd missed the day of practice, we backed it up to Saturday. And when we showed up, like on Thursday, to practice again, one of my linebacker coaches, Bill Brentlinger, had ordered about 100 American flags to be put on the back of our helmets, these little stickers. And to that point, I'd never, ever seen that before. And I thought that was just the coolest thing. So we put the stickers on our helmets for Friday night or for Saturday's game. And we went to St. Charles to play, and it got really emotional before the game. I mean, the 20 minutes prior to game time is always my favorite time in the locker room anyhow, because you hear the kids, they're breathing, they're getting excited for the game, the clickety clack of the cleats on the concrete, and the snapping of the spandex and the shoulder pad, all that stuff goes into the pregame that really makes it special. But this night was really special because I knew that we were going to have several of our football players with sand in their boots the next year, because I knew what was going to happen. At Bishop Reedy, a lot of our kids graduate and they go to the military. They go to be Columbus police officers or sheriffs, or they go to be firefighters. And I knew, because of that kind of reputation, that a lot of our kids would be, you know, signed up as Marines or United States Airmen or something by next year. And so before the game, you know, we all say our little piece about what's going to happen here. And it got very, very emotional. I mean, there's a lot of tears, and kids had messages written on their wristbands about, you know, God bless America. And some of them had older brothers already serving in the military, and they knew what that meant. And so when I got my chance to say my 2 cents, which really wasn't worth anything, but I just, you know, said that we should be thankful that we live in the greatest country in the history of the world, where we value the play of children. We value the games that teach them how to become men and women and how to be grown-ups and make good decisions. And in most countries, what happened to us on Tuesday would shut everything down, but not here, not in America. We're a little bit different. And I said, be thankful for the opportunity to play the greatest game they ever invented, football. And with that, I mean, there was a lot of sniffling going on. And, we said our pregame prayer, and our kids stormed out of that locker room. I'm just happy nobody was standing in front of the door, because they'd have likely been stampeded. I don't think our kids touched the ground all the way to the field. And it was a great, great, great high school football game. It came down to the last possession, and we won it in the final seconds of the game. And at the end of that game, the game just didn't seem that important, because we kind of shook hands with each other and we hugged each other. And, you know, we're just thankful to be having the opportunity to play such a great, great game. And that's a memory that I'll have forever. And there are some personal things that go, you know, into that memory that you can't repeat on a radio station, I'm sure. But it was such a traumatic week. And it has been, you know, for the last 19 years. You know, you, there's no place you can go in this country where you can forget what happened that day.
No, for sure. And I think it's one of those things where everybody remembers where they were, what they were doing at that moment in time. And, you know, it's a great on a day like today to reflect on that and remember just how much, as bad as it was then, how much good came from that tragedy, for sure. And that's a great story. I've heard it multiple times from you. I love hearing it every time.
Well, and I'm not comparing the situations, but the feelings, like you just said, Coach, about the game, you know, it really didn't matter winning or losing, you know. And I think that's the way a lot of coaches feel today, you know. And, again, I'm not comparing the situation. They're not. I'm comparing the feeling and just the almost relief of playing.
The thankfulness.
The thankfulness of
playing. We took it for granted. We're going to have a game on Friday night. We're going to have a game on Saturday. We just took it for granted, mm-hmm. like we always do, because our expectations are we live in this country where nothing's going to stop us. Well, it almost did.
Yeah, we're creatures of habit.
Yeah, darn right.
And we know that for at least 10 Fridays during the fall, we're going to, you know, go out and play football. And, you know, we're not seeing that. I mean, we're seeing high school football in Ohio. We're going to see the Browns and Bengals. We're going to see University of Cincinnati. And actually, it seems like we might actually be seeing Ohio State here the next month.
Crazier things have happened.
Well, and the one thing it does definitely do, at least for me this year, you know, just appreciative that we have high school football to go watch on a Friday night or a Thursday night or a Saturday, and that we have high school football to be covering here on the Scoreboard Show, as wacky as some of it may be. And we mentioned Thursday night. Everything got underway last night over in the Mid-State League. Worthington Christian, 3-0 on the year. They beat Fisher Catholic by a final score of 38-17 last night. Just a great game from Worthington Christian. A big one in the CCL tonight, Lee. I actually got to go watch 2.5 quarters of this one. What a game it was. DeSales, though, proves to 3-0. They knock off Hartley tonight, 24-21.
Yeah, and, you know, these guys will be playing again. But that's what you expect from this game. You know, and you know it's going to be exactly like that. And, you know, coming into tonight, you know, since 2014 when they started playing, Hartley had won 4 of 6. But generally, you're getting close games from these guys.
Yeah, I was going to say when I saw this final, it's not surprising. And I don't mean it's not surprising that DeSales won. The game's 24-21. It could have been 24-21, Hartley. It could have been 21-19. You knew it was going to be that kind of game. It's hard-nosed, tough CCL football.
And you say that, I think last year 20-16 was the final score. How about this? Watterson, Hartley, and DeSales, they've all played each other now. The games have been decided by 6, DeSales over Watterson, 7, Hartley over Watterson, and then tonight, 3, DeSales over Hartley. How close are these three teams?
Well, that's when you say these teams are pretty evenly matched. And you know, let's be honest, too. They know each other pretty doggone well.
They really do. And you know, this familiarity is going to breed contempt because they get to play each other again. And I promise you it's going to be the same kind of situation.
What a year for them to all play each other twice.
Yep. Because they all seem... Now, think about it. When's the last time they've been all this evenly matched?
They haven't been.
It's been a while.
I don't know if ever.
I mean, DeSales and Hartley maybe, but I mean... Ever since Hartley and Watterson started playing each other again, Hartley's won every time. So.
I think you'd have to go back to the old CCL before the split, before the thing back in the 80s when all three were powerhouses and tough teams and all that good stuff.
It's definitely going to see those exciting seeing those three battle it out all year, and who knows, maybe in the playoffs as well, as they're all in the same division and region this year. Hilliard-Bradley gets their first win of the year tonight at Larry. They knock off Davidson 22-17, and this is one that kind of surprised you a little.
Well, it surprises me because Davidson, although Davidson had only beaten Darby, and I say only because you never know how that game's going to come out, so we weren't sure how good Davidson was, but Bradley was 0-2, and we weren't sure how good they were either, so obviously it's either two teams are good teams that are playing each other or two teams that aren't very good. We're not sure right now because it's still too early to tell.
Well, you have a Bradley team that had scored one touchdown in the first two games.
And they've been an offensive juggernaut for the last few
and
years.
And they've kind of shot themselves. I mean, they've had turnovers in the red zone. But if your team's struggling to score points, do you do a trick play? That's what Bradley did tonight. They had the flea flicker on their first series for a touchdown.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get. And these Hilliard schools, they've been kind of evenly matched here for the past 4 or 5 years, and they're just doing it again this year, a little round robin with everyone. Pickerington Central continues to roll. They hammer Central Crossing tonight 47-0. Olentangy, they are 3-0. They beat Thomas Worthington 43-7. Marysville knocks off Dublin Jerome 31-12 in that one. Now over in the Mid-State League, guys, this one might be the shocker of the night to me. Not so much that they won, but how they won. Reedy beats Columbus Academy on the heels of their huge win over Harvest Prep last week, 33-7.
Well, you don't mind if I stand up and do a victory dance? I'm doing
it. I mean, you were doing it regardless. So.
Well, maybe. Yeah.
But now, how tough is it, Coach, that when you come off of a big victory, because Academy ended Harvest Prep's 38-game winning streak in the league, you start feeling real good. That's got to be a very, very difficult week of coaching for you.
It's one of the most difficult things you do in coaching because you know it's coming down the tracks at you. This is a Reedy team that's not going to back away from you. You know that. And they're going to be physical with you. And if you're not mentally ready for that, you're going to get behind the eight ball early, and you're going to stay behind the eight ball. And that's what happened. That 33-7, we thought, okay, Reedy could beat them. 33-7, there's no chance. There's no chance 33-7. Reedy was on a roll tonight.
Yeah, when I was looking at this, you know, the last 3 years they've alternated victories. Academy won, then Reedy won, Academy won. And in my head I'm thinking, that ain't happening this year. But how crazy. But, okay, one thing I want to ask you about. You coached at Reedy for several years. You always played at Bradley, Franklin Heights, wherever you could find a field. And I'm sure that was probably as difficult as finding teams to play.
It's horrible.
Now, they're playing at Fortress Obetz. Right. That's their home field. They know that. How much does that help that program?
It's a tremendous advantage knowing the confines, looking around, the familiarity, looking at the place and say, this is ours. This is our home game. They have to come to us. Even though it's not on campus for Reedy, we would play a home game at Dublin Jerome. From Reedy to Dublin Jerome on a big yellow is about a 40-minute drive because it takes you 15 minutes just to get to the outer belt, 20 minutes to get up the outer belt, and 10 minutes to get to Jerome after you get off the outer belt. So it's 40 minutes. And it now you have your own place. You're not playing in East Jibip and West Jibip. You're playing at your place. And it's
you have a home locker room.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's you're not using Hilliard Bradley's locker room and saying, this is our home field.
You're trying to bring in signage and put it on the walls to make it feel like you're at home, but you're really not.
And that's just something extra that you have to worry about. Yep. And when you don't have to worry about that, you can actually put your concentration on something else.
I remember Steve Blackledge did a whole article on our kids. He called them the Road Warriors because every week we got on a bus to go play. And it was never a home game for us. We would play Franklin Heights at Franklin Heights, and it would be our home game. We played Hartley at Hartley 1 year, and it was our homecoming. Figure that one out. And I took the sidelines, and Dick Geyer goes, what are you doing? He goes, it's our home game, Dick. We're taking the sidelines. And I said, besides, it's colder on the other side. And after we beat him, he goes, you're right, it is colder, and you'll never do that again. And we never did.
An impressive win, though, tonight from Bishop Reedy, for sure. Again, 33-7 over Columbus Academy. Bloom Carroll knocks off Amanda Clear Creek tonight, 31-7, the final in that one. Hamilton Township gets by Fairfield Union by a score of 42-13. Watterson, we talked about them. Big win tonight from them, 39-0. They beat Tays Valley.
Yeah, again, look at they had lost to DeSales in overtime, lost a close game to Hartley, and as I'm sitting here, you know, preparing for the show, I'm looking and I said, oh my God, I'm going to sound like a coach's cliche. This has got to be one of the best 0-2 teams in the state, and I shrugged my shoulders, but I thought that's very true.
It could be. Knowing the people they played, they're playing two perennial powerhouses in DeSales and Hartley. I mean, for the last 20 years, they've been really good football programs.
And this Watterson team, Lee, I told you from the beginning, I thought they were going to be much improved this year off of their 7-3 team last year. Big win for them tonight. London beats Kenton Ridge 35-0, and Jonathan Alder over Bell Fountain 38-8. And a few more finals back in the OCC that we just got while we were running down scores. Pick North has beaten Westland 59-6 was the final in that one. A one that you called a black and blue game, Larry. Groveport beats Lancaster 16-13.
Ouch. There's going to be a lot of Band-Aids and aspirin tonight, boys.
And then Dublin Scioto beats Canal Winchester 28-21. Canal had a 14-0 lead in this one, but the Irish able to come back and get the win there tonight. We're going to take our first break of the scoreboard show for the evening, but when we come back, we'll give you some more of the scores as a lot of games are going final, and we'll get to the coaches as well. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
Regardless of where you are in life, Education First Investment Services, located at Education First Credit Union, can help you reach your financial goals. Financial advisor Don Brown is here to help walk you through your investment options. Whether you're interested in retirement, mutual funds, wealth management, or stock options, it is never too early or too late to begin investing. Make an appointment today to invest in your future. Visit us at educu.org.
Securities sold, advisory services offered through CUNA Brokerage Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Not NCUA, NCUSIF, FDIC insured. No financial institution guarantee. May lose value.
This is Bill Dawes with the Bob Boyd Auto Family. And whether it's our Ford or Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram stores in Lancaster or our Lincoln dealership in Columbus, our family and associates are proud to have been serving our communities and Central Ohio's automotive needs for over 50 years. So the next time you're in need of a new or used vehicle or servicing the one you have, we hope you'll consider Bob Boyd. Shop safely in our dealerships or online at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd way.
This is a Young Catholic Minute. Why do I have to go to confession?
Whoa, when are you going to take all that garbage out?
I don't have to.
But
I don't want to go tell the garbage man about this. He's not a fiery furnace to burn away all my garbage. He's just a man.
If we let the garbage of sin build up in our souls, life gets pretty disgusting. So it's good that Christ told his apostles, "Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. Whose sins you retain are retained." That way, Christ's forgiveness of sins won for us on Calvary comes to us even today through the successors of the apostles, Catholic priests. So when we go to confession, we gain the gift of humility by having to speak our sins aloud. Then we receive counsel, and finally, through the mercy of God, we hear the priest say the words that Christ has given him to speak in his name. "I absolve you from your sins. Go in peace." And that is pretty cool. For more, go to youtube.com/youngcatholic.
Ryan Baker, the guru, Lee Cochran, and our coach, Larry Wolf, joining you. It's the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. And, guys, we talked about some of those scores there, but, you know, Reedy, Wester, we didn't talk about Westerville North and Westerville South. That one's coming down to the wire. 28-25, Westerville North is leading that one. Bradley over Davidson. Lee, what's the most shocking so far to you here? We were kind of debating that before the show.
Well, since it's a final, I would go right now with the Reedy game. But if Westerville North holds off, I would lean towards that, because they haven't beaten Westerville South since, I think, 2005. You know, they lost 13 in a row to them. And they've been down so much over the years. I mean, their last winning season was what, in 2005? 2006, actually. And I take that back. That's the last time they were 2-0 in the league. The last winning record was 2004. They finished 5-5 in 2005. Since then, up till this year, they had gone 20-120. I mean, you're talking five winless seasons. Don't forget, they had that big, what was it, a 40-some game losing streak? I mean, they had a senior class that never got to ring the victory bell. So I think you add all that up, and I think that is such an impressive victory if the Warriors are going to hold it off. We expect Reedy. Now, that is surprising, don't get me wrong. But Reedy, as Coach Wolf said, always been a hard-nosed team. Yep. And they're gonna bring it. There's 50-60 games that you knew Westerville North probably wasn't gonna bring it.
And just as you were talking about that, Westerville South has just capped a 98-yard scoring drive to go ahead 32-28 in that one. So, you just don't know what you're going to get tonight. But regardless, Westerville North, 2-0 already this year. They're playing really good football.
No, they've been 2-0 two of the last 3 years and finished 3-7. So I mean they've been able to start well. It's sustaining that, coach.
It's so hard for Westerville North right now because they don't have the tradition of winning, and you see a team go 90 plus yards, and it seems like the game should be over. Well, Westerville North gets the ball back. They could win this thing, but do they know how? You know, they have to learn how to win these games. And boy, if they could pull off this upset, and I think this would be even bigger than the Reedy game because Reedy's a good football team. They caught Academy. Maybe Academy was celebrating a little bit too long after last week's.
Well, you start thinking that, you know, you off the big dog.
Sure,
Harvest Prep's the big dog. You knock them off, and you sit there and think, okay, we can, you know, we're going to roll over this. I mean, you know, my goodness, you know, Reedy got beat by Liberty Union. Liberty Union was 0-10.
Yep, sure. And you know, we just put our hard hat and lunch pail out there. We'll win. It's no big deal. Well, guess what? It doesn't work like that on Friday nights, and suddenly – maybe Westerville North will win, maybe not. Who knows?
You know, but that's one of the things that I love about high school football. You know, you don't see it a whole lot now. I mean, in the colleges now, you'll see that Appy State maybe beat Michigan, something like that. But that's so rare that you remember those games. You know, you don't see it that often in the NFL, but in high school football, I mean, it's almost every week we sit there and say, wow, I cannot believe this team won.
Well, you know, in D1 college football, everybody has the same rules. I mean, they have 85 scholarships or they have whatever they have. So you might get an Indiana might beat an Ohio State every 20 years. It's going to happen because they've got good athletes too. But guys, you're talking about a team that hasn't won a lot of games in a long time to beat a neighborhood rival. That would be huge, and I don't know that it's going to happen, but who knows?
Now, okay, so say it doesn't happen. How difficult is that next week for Westerville North because they were on the cusp of it? They're still trying to learn how to put these kind of games away. What's your approach next week at practice?
My approach next week, if we lose this game tonight, Westerville North, I'm all over these kids because I'm going to tell them our expectations are that you will win this game. You were good enough to win this game. You didn't win this game, and here's why we didn't win this game. And next time we get in this situation, we will finish the job. So help me. And I mean, you put it right back on the kids. And if they're good kids, and I think they are, they'll look at you and go, you're right, coach. You know, as a coach, you can't be disappointed or say, well, it was close and we gave it a good try. That's not good enough. We should have won. We could have won. We didn't win. This is what we have to do to win. And we're going to win the next time.
So it's like you've said a couple times, you know, previously, this is a learning opportunity.
Guys, we had a couple games just go final here. Harvest Prep, no surprise, they beat Grandview 64-13 tonight. And then Big Walnut is also victorious. They beat Franklin Heights by a score of 35-6. Maybe the game of the week in the area was that one over in the CCL. DeSales knocking off Hartley by a score of 24-21. Their head coach Ryan Wiggins joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And coach, gotta feel good to get that one under your belt tonight, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, it was a very hard-fought game. Could have gone either way. I felt like we made a few more plays in this one. But that's been exactly the way that game has gone. When you look at the last six meetings, you know, since 2014. And the same thing we told our kids, I'm sure they told their kids. The losing team always has a player or two that if it would have went in their favor might have been different or would have probably been different. And so, you know, it was right down to the wire we were able to make a few more plays here and there. But, you know, hard fought. I mean, everyone talks about how exciting it is to play the CCL twice. There's no question it's exciting, but it is physical and it's tough. And Coach Wolf knows that. And, you know, so it's great to come out with a win. I mean, I look at these 3 weeks and we've been behind in the second half all three games. We've had to win in overtime. We've had to come from behind and win in the fourth. So we're growing up in a hurry.
Well, Coach, that's what I was going to bring up. I mean, it's such a physical game when you're playing Hartley. You've got to do it twice. It's a physical game when you play Waterson. You do it twice. Us as fans love this. I mean, I know it's what you have to do, but I mean, it's got to be very, very grueling. How's your approach to practices? Does that change when you know it's going to be such a grind?
Yeah, we really haven't changed a whole lot, and you got to remember this is all brand new for us, so I'm not sure if there's a better way to do it. But here's what I know. When you're going to play a CCL game, you want to be fresh and you want to be ready, but if you're not physically ready, you're not going to have a chance. So you still have to get that physical work in during the week. And we've tried to run our kids hard. We've tried to practice them hard. We've tried to continue to improve in the areas, you know, that we're not doing well enough, and found ways to win, you know, and so it was a good win. But again, we get to do this all over again now for the next round. So, you know, back to work.
Wiggy, this is Larry Wolf. Congratulations. I'm sorry I'm not on the field interviewing you after that game, but my first comment when we heard the score was, it's not surprising. It's not surprising, not because you won. It's not surprising that it was 3 points and it was going to be a hard-nosed game. Your quarterback, Mr. Nick Pentello, must have had a big night mm-hmm. tonight. Talk to us about him.
You know, Nick, he's a gamer. He's a coach's son. He's got that leadership ability. He's fast. He's athletic. But he also, he's a gamer. You know, he's just a really cool and collected out there. He made some huge plays for us. And, you know, to me, I look at everything defensively, and I just think anytime you have a quarterback that can do those things with his feet, it's a whole other dimension to defending an offense, you know. And I like guys that can throw down the field, don't get me wrong, but sometimes a running quarterback is even harder to defend because, you know, you have to have one more person in the box for that. And so really what we're becoming is an option team, and that's something that we've done well in the past, and we like it. You know, as long as we can continue to play good defense and continue to get better up front, we like the guys that are touching the football.
Coach, with that, you've been playing two quarterbacks this year, Nicky and Whit Hobgood. Tonight, you went with Nicky. You spread it four wide, and you let him and Quintel or Jonathan run the option back there. Is that what we're going to see more moving forward here?
One of the things that's unique about knowing that you have a postseason is you can try some things. Not that you're not trying to win every game, but you got a little extra time to figure things out. They both offer different things. They're both valuable to our team. But I think the way Hartley likes to bring a lot of heat and, you know, really tee off on somebody. And then they were going to tee off on Quintel, for example. And so we saw this last week, you know, the ability to pull that ball and leave a guy unblocked. If they're hard to block, they're easy to read type philosophy, you know, the old option philosophy. And now they got to defend the entire field. And so that's what the option gives you. And then you take an athlete like Nicky, and I think he just, you know, really adds to that.
Well, not only that, Coach, but it as you said, it gives you another option because, you know, nobody can just sit there and focus on Quintel the whole time. Right. They've got to worry about Nicky now.
Exactly. Yep.
Well, and the thing about that is, too. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Coach.
When we would run the option, all the years we ran it, I mean, that was the whole philosophy, is you make them defend the dive, the quarterback and the pitch, so you actually stretch them horizontally. And it is hard to defend. Anyone that's defended the option knows that you better play assignment football or they hit one on you. And that's kind of what we've been able to do a little bit of.
Well, you know, Hartley likes to play a lot of man defense in the secondary. You know, they match up one-on-one with a lot of their guys, and they get their hands on your receivers, and they turn their back. So if you're running the option, that's another thing that's in your favor in that situation, because they don't have 11 guys looking at the quarterback.
I agree. And again, you know, it's uncomfortable. Me speaking as a defensive person, it's uncomfortable to defend the option, and it's uncomfortable to defend a quarterback that can – he's dangerous on a rollout because he can run as well as he can throw, and he's dangerous on the option because he's as dangerous as the backs you have. It's a nice 1-2 punch.
And then, Coach, one last one for you. You know, we're used to seeing the purple and the white when you get to sales, but this year on the helmets, you've got the stallion as a yellow on the helmet there. Talk a little bit about why you guys are doing that this year.
Well, that was the helmet. That was the decal that they wore all the way through 1988. So one of the things of being our 60th birthday as a school. We kind of want to do something to honor the old days, to honor their, you know, the guys from the old, from the early years. And we wore those actually as a throwback in 2005. 1985 was our first state championship, and that's this is a milestone year for that. So, and honestly, with all the uncertainty, it was something fun for the kids to, you know, what do you guys think about doing this? And they thought it looked really cool. So it's just something that we did for years and years back in the old days, and something, as I said, to honor the history, the tradition, and certainly the 1985 team. And just something a little bit unique, a little bit different, fun for the kids.
Well, Coach, I already saw it on the DeSales Twitter feed. It's officially Watterson Week. Congratulations on the win tonight, and good luck with your second rivalry game of the year.
Yep, absolutely. Back to work. Thanks, guys.
All right, Wiggy.
He's the head coach of St. Francis DeSales, Ryan Wiggins. They get the big 24-21 win over Hartley tonight. Guys, we've had a lot of games go final while we were talking to Coach Wiggins there. We'll run through all the scores. Coming up next, it's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. I'm a major fan of Miracle Motor Mart. It's the only place I go when I want to purchase a car. What got me hooked was years ago I mentioned to Mike D'Andrea that I was interested in getting a new vehicle, and he invited me to stop by and look around. It was a completely friendly, hassle-free, no games, no runaround, no pressure experience. And the car I wound up buying was so reasonably priced that I knew I didn't have to look any further than Miracle Motor Mart. In fact, I told my friends and family about how great Miracle Motor Mart is, and now some of them do all their car shopping there as well. Owners Mark Meadows and Mike D'Andrea have become personal friends of mine. How many car dealerships can you say that about? I'm happy to enthusiastically recommend Miracle Motor Mart for your next car purchase. Tell them Patrick Madrid sent you.
Miracle Motor Mart, a better way to buy your next car. See their large inventory at miraclemotormart.com or visit one of their convenient Columbus locations at Cleveland and Morris on the north side or 5100 East Main Street.
Are you tired of your plants always dying? Look no further than Oakland Nursery, a leader in landscape design with an award-winning team of designers and architects waiting to help with your projects. Oakland's experts seek to provide plants that will thrive in Ohio's challenging climate. So what are you waiting for? Visit oaklandnursery.com today for a wide selection of landscaping options that will help your yard stand out. That's oaklandnursery.com.
Welcome back, AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Ryan Baker, the guru, Lee Cochran from This Week Sports, and Coach Larry Wolf here with you tonight on this wild and crazy, for sure, week number three of the high school football season. We talked about we had a bunch of new scores. Let's go ahead and just start at the top here of our list and give them all to you. It all started last night. Worthington Christian improved to 3-0. They beat Fisher Catholic last night by a score of 38-17. We just talked to Coach Wiggins of DeSales. His Stallions beat Hartley tonight 24-21. Pickerington North all over Westland 59-6. Lee, Gahanna and New Albany are tied late, and you just had an update on that one.
New Albany was at the Gahanna 23 with 18 seconds left, and that was about 30 seconds ago. So that one's going to field goal or not. Let's see.
Yeah, come right down to the wire there, and that one.
You always left trust in the kicker with a game like that, didn't you, Coach?
Oh, absolutely. I love kickers. They're my favorite people.
Hey, you had a couple good ones over the years, though.
I had seven All-Ohio kickers.
And you still, your heart just still beat every time they went out there to win a game.
Listen, you had to have a guy snap the ball, and you had to have a guy hold the ball, besides a guy kicking the ball. And then you had a whole bunch of big guys up front blocking. So a lot of things can go wrong for the high school kids.
For sure in that one. Up Olentangy Liberty, 21-14. They beat Upper Arlington. Lee, this is one I'm not surprised Liberty won. I'm actually surprised this was this close.
Well, I think that Upper Arlington's getting more used to Coach Buttermore. I mean, it's the third game. You know, we talked with him last week about, you know, trying to get acclimated with his players, not getting a whole lot of, you know, time to see him and with full contact. But Liberty, I mean, they're coming off the loss to Kauffman last week. But I mean, you just know Liberty's going to be there. But Liberty makes a living off of close wins. You know, you're not that often seeing them blow out teams. So, you know, maybe it could have been another touchdown or so, but, you know, I'm not too surprised.
Yeah, it did seem like, from what I heard, Liberty kind of got off to a slow start in this one, but they get the win nonetheless. Hilliard-Bradley gets their first win of the year. They knock off Hilliard-Davidson 22-17. Dublin-Kauffman, they are 3-0. They beat Olentangy Orange tonight 28-7. Pickerington Central, 47, Central Crossing, nothing. Reynoldsburg gets their second win, 48-14. They top Newark tonight. Groveport is 3-0, 16-13. And Lee, I think last week, Groveport kind of started to get a lot more mention. They lost a lot from their team last year. I think some people might have been doubting them, but they're trying to stamp themselves as one of the better teams in the area again this year.
Yeah, but you got to remember, they brought back both the running backs that rushed for more than 1,000 yards last year. And, you know, and Mitch Westcamp in his first year down there, that's an awful good thing to have, or a couple 1,000-yard rushers. But here's one for you. Groveport snaps a 16-game losing streak to Lancaster dated back to 2000.
Wow.
That's hard to imagine because those two teams, I mean, listen, Lancaster's been a good team for a long time. But Groveport's had some good teams. They've had some teams that would just rough you up. I mean, they were just nasty. And 16 years, that's hard to imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to imagine. You
got to think that Groveport had been down for several years. I mean, again, they had the good, you know, years with Le'Veon Bell. And
you think?
I can't remember the quarterback's name from that team. But they were down. They were 0-10 3 years ago, 5-5 2 years ago. Then they had the big year last year. And you know, we've talked about that a ton. But, you know, yeah. When I saw that, I was kind of surprised. They'd lost 16 in a row to them.
Well, they've learned how to win. And I'm telling you, that's something that we were just talking about with Westerville North. You have to learn how to do that.
Guys, just saw that New Albany-Gahanna game is going to overtime, tied at 35, so we'll keep you up to date on that one. Larry, you were asking about this one. Unfortunately, not what you wanted to hear. Olentangy Berlin gets their first win of the year. They beat Hilliard-Darby 48-41.
I'm just surprised that there were 89 points scored in that game. It doesn't surprise me that Berlin would score that many points. But Darby usually takes the ball and takes the air out of it. They'll just keep it forever, and you won't get it back. And I'm just surprised there have been that many possessions in this game.
Yeah, and I agree. You know, Berlin, their offense is just outstanding.
Dynamic.
Now, their defense, you know, they've given up a ton of points all year. But, Jacob Moeller is one heck of a quarterback. He's in his third year as a starter. And, Ryan, you seem kind of surprised about this, but don't forget, Berlin beat Darby last year.
Yeah, I'm not really surprised. I think I picked it this week.
I'm just surprised at the points. That's what I'm surprised at.
That
Darby would score 41, considering the type of offense that they run, which is your basic, you know, zone and inside veer, and you know, it's an option type of offense, where it's designed on ball control.
Well, you got to think Darby gave up, you know, almost 400 yards of offense to Marysville last week. Yeah. Excuse me.
Well, Marysville's got a dude too.
They got two of them,
yeah,
but they got the one big one.
Yeah, they got the big dog. So yeah.
And speaking of that Marysville score, they beat Dublin Jerome tonight by a score of 31-12. Olentangy, they get by Thomas Worthington 43-7, the final in that one. Guys, Worthington Kilbourne gets their second win of the year. They beat Delaware 31-17. We talked about that Westerville South, Westerville North game with the Wildcats coming out on top 32-28. Dublin Scioto gets by Canal Winchester tonight 28-21. Big Walnut 35, Franklin Heights 6. Over in the Mid-State League, guys, this one has just gone final. How about this? Liberty Union is 3-0. They beat Whitehall 34-12 tonight, Lee.
Yeah, that is very surprising, especially since Liberty Union went 0-10 last year.
Right.
And, you know, I'd marvel at such a quick turn. I mean, this is a team that beat Reedy that we're talking about the upset of the night against Academy. They opened, you know, I think they scored in the last play of the game to win it, but still they won. And now you I mean, how do you turn that around so quickly, Coach? I mean, you're 0-10, and you're talking about having to learn how to win. I guess they took the Cliff Notes version.
Well, they won on the last play of a game.
And just builds from that.
And then the next week, practice is a whole lot easier because you say, listen, guys, it shouldn't have been that close. We should have won more, da-da-da-da-da. And you just continue to build this momentum. Now you beat another quality opponent in Whitehall. Look out for Liberty Union. And they've had a great program down there for a lot of years. I mean, Coach Johnson did a great job for about 1,000 years down there. And so they know how to win as a program, but they were 0-10 just 2 years ago.
Lee, you talked about that Reedy score. They knock off Columbus Academy 33-7 tonight. Big plays for them. Tyrese Hudson, a 59-yard touchdown run. Their quarterback, Darius Parham, a 74-yard touchdown run. Brian Fitzsimmons also chips in. Reedy beats Columbus Academy. Harvest Prep, they bounce back nicely. They beat Grandview 64-13 in a battle of unbeatens. Bloom Carroll is the one that goes to 3-0. They beat Amanda Clear Creek tonight, 31-7. Hamilton Township gets by Fairfield Union, 42-13. Over in the Licken County League, Heath has beaten Newark Catholic, 20-14 tonight. Johnstown's 3-0. They beat Lakewood, 34-6. Northridge gets their first win of the year. They beat Utica, 20-15. Zanesville, they get their first win. They scored 26 unanswered points and beat Watkins Memorial 46-13. We talked about Waterston. They get the 39-0 win over Taze Valley tonight. Cam Nicholson, 5 touchdowns for the Eagles in that one. London, 35-0 winners over Kenton Ridge. And Jonathan Alder beats Bell Fountain tonight by a score of 38-8. We're going to take a quick break here on the Scoreboard Show, but when we come back, we'll give you some more scores, talk to some of the coaches, and give you an update, hopefully, on that New Albany-Gahanna game. It's in overtime, tied at 35. That's coming up next. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
To the end of the year, but you know what? There is still plenty of time to get yourself into a 2020 vehicle. Hey, it's Christy, and Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is your one-stop shop for the right vehicle at the right price. And right now, during the Ram Power Days, you can save up to $11,000 on a new Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn or get employee pricing on all Pacificas. Not bad. How about getting up to $6,500 off or 0% on a new Jeep Cherokee or Renegade during the Jeep Adventure Days? The gang at Bob Boyd are the best. From the time you walk through the door until you drive your new vehicle home, they are with you every step of the way. Because that's the Bob Boyd way. Bob Boyd Lancaster on Route 33 or at BobBoyd.com.
Feel good today. The Bob Boyd way. The Bob Boyd way.
Hi, I'm Mike Wettrich, president of Education First Credit Union. Since 1936, Education First has proudly served Ohio's education community. We're a not-for-profit, member-owned financial cooperative committed to serving the financial best interests of our members. If you are already a member, thank you for choosing us. If not, I invite you to come in and experience the credit union difference. You can count on us to always put your financial best interests first. Please visit us at any one of our 3 Central Ohio locations or online at educu.org.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Are you tired of your plants always dying? Look no further than Oakland Nursery, a leader in landscape design with an award-winning team of designers and architects waiting to help with your projects. Oakland's experts seek to provide plants that will thrive in Ohio's challenging climate. So what are you waiting for? Visit oaklandnursery.com today for a wide selection of landscaping options that will help your yard stand out. That's Oakland Nursery.
Welcome back, AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Guys, we're talking about that Gahanna-New Albany game. Gahanna got the ball first in overtime. They have scored a touchdown. They lead New Albany right now 42-35. Wait to see what the Eagles do with their possession here in overtime in this one tonight. We mentioned Harvest Prep, the tough loss last week to Columbus Academy. They bounce back nicely tonight. They get a 64-13 win over Grandview. Their head coach, Milan Smith, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And coach, how proud were you of your team's bounce back effort tonight?
Oh, whenever you get a chance to win in our league, it's always a good night. So, you know, we're happy that our guys got a chance to redeem themselves, and we played well. And, of course, they got a lot to fix, but we played well, and I'm very proud of our guys.
Well, Coach, last week, I mean, you did lose the Academy. You outgained them in total offense, but you guys had four turnovers. And, you know, they how do you go into this week, you know, what do you do to get past, one, the loss, and two, with a young team, not having those turnovers?
Well, you know, this whole COVID thing has been weird. We had a number of guys that planned a vacation during last week, thinking that we would not have a season. And so we were missing our starting center. And, you know, as you probably guys were able to know, that we had a number of quarterback center exchange issues last week, and you know that just happened as part of the game, and then we just made a couple errors that we were able to clean up this week, and the guys bounced back. And credit again to Columbus Academy. They did what they were supposed to do, and we didn't do enough, and that's the nature of the beast. But it's always good. The best thing about football is you got 7 days later, you get to do it all over again, and we came out well, played well today, and that's important.
Well, Coach Smith, the good news is that you're going to make the playoffs, and you're going to get to right this ship and get it going in the right direction, full steam ahead, like we've seen you the last few years. I mean, historically, in the last few years, you guys have been a load. I mean, 38 straight wins does not come by accident, and so there's a lot of hard work and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears goes into that, and one loss shouldn't destroy all of that, so I'm sure you guys will get it back.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and you know, here's the reality. You guys know, you guys are much smarter than I am. You're not going to be able to, you can't win them all. I mean, at some point in time, we were going to have to lose a league game. You go in every week preparing to win, and you want to win, but at some point in time, you got to lose. And, you know, it's a great chance to see what you're made of. And, you know, this year, with everyone making the playoffs, you know, if you got to lose, this would be the year to do it. And kind of find out where you are as a football team, find out where you are as a coaching staff. And today was a great sign of resilience, a great sign of comeback, and in a little bit of, I'm going to make up a word here, a little bit of stick-to-itiveness. And the guys stayed the course, and they battled hard, and we got the reward tonight.
Well, Coach, you have quite a running back in Jalen Jennings. And, you know, he had over 200 yards in that loss last week. How did he do tonight?
We didn't get the final numbers on Jalen Jennings, but we know he was probably over. He probably had about 10 for about 210 again today. The kid is terrific. He's only a junior. He's a fast kid. He's electric. When he touches the ball, anytime he touches it, he can go to house. I think he went for a 75-yarder again today and a 60-yarder. So he's just a cupcake. He's already got some Division I offers. And so that's a good thing. You know, that's our goal here is championships and scholarships. So it's fun to see our kid, you know, live up to some of the hype. And Jalen Jennings is a special kid. And, you know, we know a little bit about running backs here.
Yeah, just a little bit. We haven't forgotten about Daniel. Believe me, I still talk about him.
The irony of it is Daniel just, you know, he started off Ohio State, had some academic issues, but he just signed to Kent State. So hopefully before long, you'll be seeing Dan Van Gurr's name back in the Knights again.
Well, that's good. Now, Coach, great win tonight. Next week you get Reedy, the team that just beat the Dickens out of Columbus Academy tonight, 33-7. That's got to open up some eyes around your school.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Our league is, you know, I know we don't get some of the respect that, you know, some of the bigger schools get, like in the OCC, but we got a really tough league. And there are a lot of good teams in this league, and Columbus Academy is one of them. But Bishop Reedy, they do a great job over there. Coach Cutler does a great job with his guys and getting his kids ready. And he did a heck of a job today. And, you know, we're anxious. You know, we're looking forward to this because I don't know that we played our best football. And, again, that's taking nothing away from Columbus Academy. I don't know if we played our best brand of football last week. And now we get a really good chance to kind of redeem ourselves and go out and play a good brand of Harvest Prep football. And that's all we look to do every week, is put our best product on the field. And I don't know that we did that last week. And this certainly will be a great test for us, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the bounce-back win tonight and the win over Grandview. Good luck next week in that matchup against Reedy.
I appreciate it, and thanks for having me on, guys.
He's the head coach of Harvest Prep. Milan Smith, 64-13. His team is victorious tonight.
Yeah, you kind of had felt a little bit for Grandview because you lose 38. You win 38 in a row, and you finally lose. Next team up, it's not going to be fun, I don't think.
And you had to know that. I mean, I'm sure Coach Peters over Grandview was going, oh, no.
Yeah, why'd they have to lose last week?
Especially when you got the athletes that Harvest Prep has, for sure.
That was good to get an update on Daniel Bangera, though.
Yeah, absolutely. He'll do good at Kent State,
I would like to think so.
He's a good...
dynamite high school player. Goodness gracious.
You'd like to see if he was, you know... I mean, he obviously at 5'9", 180, he was a heck of a player. But what if he was 6'1", 215? That's how good he could be.
Hard to imagine.
Waterson gets their first win tonight. They shut out Taze Valley 39-0. Their head coach, Brian Kennedy, joins us now on the Tipton Swofford Key Realty Coaches line. And, Coach, after those two tough losses to your CCL rivals to open the season, how good did it feel to get on the winning side tonight?
Well, fellas, you know, winning's always better than losing. So, you know, certainly it was good tonight. I felt good for the kids because they've been really working hard. So it was nice for something to pay off for them.
Well, how tough is it? I mean, you lose in overtime to DeSales, then you lose a tight one to Hartley. You know, what's the approach? Hey, we're almost there. Let's, you know, because you're playing these teams again. So how do you approach it after two tough losses like that to two big rivals?
Well, you know, our focus is just to get better every week, and we talked about that with the kids. And certainly, you know, week one you expect to have some issues, and I thought we cleaned up some things and played better against Hartley, but certainly not, you know, not good enough. And, you know, the focus this week was just to get better. So, I mean, listen, so I was playing, Hartley and DeSales are, I know I'm biased, but they're two of the top teams in Division III in the state. And to start with those two back-to-back, you know, certainly a grind.
Well, Coach Kennedy, this is Larry Wolf. I was very impressed with your running attack last week against Hartley. Had a chance to see you guys play on the tube here, and I was very impressed that you could run the ball downhill. Now, we know you can throw it, and now if you can run it and throw it, I think you're going to be a little different the second time around in CCL.
I agree with you. You know, I mean, Cam Nicholson, he's a senior running back for us. He transferred from Scioto last year, so he had to sit out the second half of the season, so nobody but us really knew what he was capable of doing, and certainly, you know, I thought our O-line improved significantly from the first week to the second week, and I thought he had opportunities, and I think O-line and Cam and you know, the offense and defense all did well tonight.
Well, Cam kind of took advantage of that. I think people are going to know him a little bit more now. Five touchdowns tonight, I think that opens up a few eyes.
Yeah, that certainly does. I mean, that's a good stat line, I guess, for him.
Yeah, you can't hide him now. He's not under the radar anymore.
He's going to go broke having to buy lunch for all those doggone linemen.
Coach, it's just like us, though, talking about offense here, but your defense pitches a shutout tonight against Taze Valley. What did you like on the defensive side of the ball from your team?
I'll tell you what, we did a really good job. I'm not sure how many turnovers we ended up with, but our guys were, you know, two, three, four guys tackling, you know, right there, you know, making the plays. I thought our defense was huge because we got short fields, Taze is a good team, and I think we were fortunate to get some turnovers early and kind of take advantage of it. But I mean, a shutout's a shutout. I mean, full credit to the defense for not letting them get in the end zone.
And then, Coach, with that earlier, we talked to Coach Wiggins after their win over Hartley tonight. It's rivalry week again for you guys. DeSales is on the horizon again. How excited are your guys to get another shot at them?
Yeah, it's tomorrow morning at 8:30 when we start watching film. It's DeSales week. I told them to enjoy this tonight. And so, yeah, now this actually feels like rivalry. I mean, this feels like DeSales. You know, week one, it was just, you know, it was just different. And it's COVID and everything else. This feels like sales week now for us.
Now, Coach, for the players, enjoy it tonight. But it's already to sales week for you, I know.
Right. Yeah, that's right. We're going to go home, watch some, eat some pizza, and watch some film.
Coach, congratulations on the win tonight, and good luck next week against DeSales.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me on, fellas.
He's the head coach of Bishop Waterson, Brian Kennedy, joining us on the Tipton Swofford Key Realty Coaches line. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate in Central Ohio, give Tipton a call, 614-551-7093. And Coach Wolf, you start off 0-2, but you didn't play bad. You lost to Hartley and DeSales by a total of 13 points both. How relieved are you to get a win tonight?
You're relieved, all right, and I'd fire the athletic director for scheduling those two, week one and week two. I mean, are you kidding me? You couldn't have a tougher Division III start, I don't think, in the state of Ohio probably, but then to play DeSales and Hartley back-to-back.
Yeah, you'd start 1-2 week one, week two, and then how about week four, week five?
Yeah. Oh, that's fun.
It's just brutal for sure, but they're all going through it. Those teams having to play each other, it's definitely going to be fun to watch that. And, you know, DeSales Waterson maybe three times this year? Sign me up for that.
Yeah, you're the only one.
We're going to take a quick break. Oh, before we do, though, that New Albany-Gahanna game has gone final, guys. New Albany scored. They went for two. Gahanna holds them. So Gahanna wins 42-41. We're going to take a quick break. As I said, more of the Scoreboard Show coming back. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. I was asked why I'm a major fan of Miracle Motor Mart. Well, it's the only place I go when I want to purchase a car. What got me hooked was, years ago, I mentioned to Mike D'Andrea that I was interested in getting a new vehicle, and he invited me to stop by and look around. It was a completely friendly, hassle-free, no games, no runaround, no pressure experience, and the car I wound up buying was so reasonably priced that I knew I didn't have to look any further than Miracle Motor Mart. In fact, I told my friends and family about how great Miracle Motor Mart is, and now some of them do all their car shopping there as well. Owners Mark Meadows and Mike D'Andrea have become personal friends of mine. How many car dealerships can you say that about? I'm happy to enthusiastically recommend Miracle Motor Mart for your next car purchase. Tell them Patrick Madrid sent you.
Miracle Motor Mart, a better way to buy your next car. See their large inventory at MiracleMotorMart.com or visit one of their convenient Columbus locations at Cleveland and Morris on the north side or 5100 East Main Street.
Turn up your faith. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG, Columbus, Ohio, AM 820.
Welcome back. Second hour AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Ryan Baker, the guru, Lee Cochran from This Week Sports, and our coach, Larry Wolf, joining you for hour number two of the Scoreboard Show. Let's go ahead and run through a couple scores here for you in the OCC. We just mentioned Gahanna gets that win tonight in overtime over New Albany, 42-41. And Coach Wolf, you were talking about that. New Albany went for two to get the win. Comes up short, though, and they get the loss instead.
Well, their kicker missed a 28-yard field goal as basically the game was ending in regulation, and I don't know whether that was a snap, hold, spot, kick. I'm not sure what exactly happened there, but you have a chance to win it. You've got momentum on your side, and Bubba took the chance, and it didn't come up for him.
You must have been a coach at one point, huh? You even said after that, if they score, they're going to go for two. You even guaranteed it.
Yeah. Oh, Bubba, I had a feeling Bubba was – listen, we're not risking this kick again. We're going for two with our best people, and give it to – I think, and they just came up short. That's all.
So Gahanna comes away with that close win in overtime. Pickerington North, 59-6 winners over Westland tonight. Westerville Central – beats Grove City by a score of 34-0. Olentangy Liberty, they're 2-1. They beat Upper Arlington 21-14. Hilliard Bradley gets their first win of the year, 22-14. to 17 over Hilliard Davidson. Dublin Kaufman's 3-0. They get by Olentangy Orange 28-7. Pickerington North, they shut out Central Crossing 47-0. Groveport 16-13 winners over Lancaster. Olentangy Berlin gets their first win of the year. They beat Hilliard Darby by a score of 48-41. Olentangy's 3-0. They beat Thomas Worthington 43-7. Marysville 31-12 winners over Dublin Jerome. We'll talk to their head coach Brent Johnson here in just a little bit on the Scoreboard Show. Worthington Kilbourne 31, Delaware 17, Westerville South squeaks by Westerville North late 32-28, Dublin Scioto over Canal Winchester 28-21, Big Walnut beats Franklin Heights 35-6, and Reynoldsburg gets a 48-14 win over Newark tonight, and their head coach Buddy Johnson joins us now on joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And coach, congratulations on the win. It's good to talk to you here in 2020.
Yeah, I'm just we're real fortunate to be playing, and you know, it's really good hearing from you guys again too.
Well, now, buddy, after last week's game, you said you got what you called a wake up call, and you said it was a bad week of practices. And I've talked to Coach Wolf about this for about 10 minutes off the air, that such a big win over Gahanna, you can see that coming, maybe. How do you stop it? Then how did you get it back?
Well, I tell you, one of the things that we're dealing with is we're so young. I mean, we start, I got five sophomores starting on our defense. And one of the things that we're fighting through right now is, the overall maturity. You're never as good as you think you are when you win. And you're not as bad as you think you are when you lose. And so we, kids started smelling themselves. They thought that they'd arrived already. And that was a major wake-up call last week. We had probably one of our best weeks of practice since I've been here last week. And, hopefully this is going to carry us through, because I see that the team that mauled us last week, they were in the Donnybrook with Lancaster, and Lancaster's our next game. So, we're not going to be celebrating too much over this win tonight, because we know the season ain't over. Our focus is week 7, and we want to be as good as we could possibly be. We're still evaluating players, figuring out, because guys that are starting now probably won't be starting week 7, because, we lost a lot of our two-a-days because of having to shut things down and go back to phase 1 and things like that. That's why I opened up talking about how fortunate that we are to be playing, and just praying every week that that the protocols that we have in place continues to work.
Well, Coach White, it's tough because coming up next week, it's another Donnybrook. It's another black and blue game with another black and blue type of opponent, and you continue to do this. The good news is there's going to be a week 7. Well, at least you hope there's going to be a week 7.
That helps out tremendously. We're just focusing on getting better and better every week. Because we started our two-a-days like about a week and a half, after everybody else. And so, getting our team physically ready for the games that we have to play. I'm not sure where we are. We're not where we need to be yet, because I know that what Groveport did the last week was, I sent my 15 and 16-year-old boys against their 17, 18-year-old men, and so our kids found out what big boy football is all about. And we're going to find out next week, too, because Lancaster's just going to line up, and they're going to hammer us.
Welcome to the Wing T.
Yeah. And our league this year, they changed it around, but man, it is just going to be so physical with Groveport and then Lancaster, Pitt Central, Central Crossing beat Lancaster, and then, no rest for the weary. We're going to be right back at work 8:00 in the morning and doing all we can to be as prepared as possible for a really good Lancaster team.
Well, Coach, who played well for you tonight?
We had quite a few guys that played well. You know, Dejon Jennings just, you know, and he just continues to keep playing well and playing within himself. We had some good help from Daniel Broomfield. Our running back had a really good game. You know, what we call our mighty might, Marquise Gillum, he had another kickoff return for a touchdown. And I'm like, damn, they're going to quit kicking this guy. You know, he does such a great job for us there. Like I said, our defense played well. You know, we had some breakdowns and assignments and that we just got to keep working on. Like I said, when you're starting six sophomores on defense, you know, that's they try your patience. But like I said, look, my philosophy has always been, and I tell this to the kids all the time, when you make mistakes, don't worry about it. We'll work with you to correct them. Just make sure that that next week we're talking about new mistakes. And we'll be talking about some new mistakes this week. But that means that you're growing. If you're talking about the same mistakes every game, you're not growing.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight, 48-14 over Newark. Good luck moving forward here throughout the 2020 season, Coach.
Oh, thank you very much, and I hope to be talking to you guys again next week.
He's the head coach of Reynoldsburg, Buddy White, joining us on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show. Guys, how about this one? One just went final in the Licking County League. Licking Valley throws a 39-yard touchdown pass as time expired. They had thrown a 41-yard touchdown pass on the or a 41-yard pass on the previous play where they spiked the ball with 2 seconds left, 39 yards, final play of the game. They beat Granville 24-22.
Well, I mean, I don't think you expect anything else from that rivalry. I mean, that's just been one of the best rivalries in Central Ohio, regardless, you know, and especially when that game's at Licking Valley. I mean, Andover's a community that is sorely hurting because of restrictions. Because normally for this game. They're tailgating at 4:30, and you're in line to get in a stadium by about 6.
Well, I spent a month there one night. I mean, it was holy mackerel. We got the bejabbers beat out of us, and we were winning 7-0.
Here's an odd stat. They're a good football team.
No.
Always.
Here's an odd stat. Licking Valley won last year as well, so they've won twice in a row in this series. It's the first time since 2008 that they haven't alternated victories.
That's pretty crazy.
That's called
a rivalry. For sure. That's a crazy way to end, too, in that rivalry game there as well on the touchdown pass as time expires. Dublin Scioto, they got a big win tonight. They beat Canal Winchester 28-21. Their head coach, Carl Johnson, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And, Coach, you were trailing early in this one, 14-0. How were you able to right the ship and get the win tonight?
Well, we were down 21-0. And wasn't looking good, and we put together a great 2-minute drive at the end of the half and got a score there. And then coming back at the beginning of the second half, we had the ball first, and we had a 99-yard touchdown on a kickoff return that put it 21-14. And then we got another score, got a stop and a score, and we started out slow. You know, their offense is tough to simulate in practice, and our kids did a great job of battling back and just keep fighting in the second half and never giving up, knowing that we're never out of the fight, and just keep going and keep going. And just so many kids stepped up and made huge plays in the second half and gave us an opportunity to have a chance to win, and got the job done.
Coach, when you're down 21-0, and then, you know, how are you bringing the guys back? And then when you score late in the half, are you thinking, okay, we get the ball back in the second half, we do something, it's a one-score game? Is that the talk at halftime?
Yeah, the talk at halftime, you know, we had that score, which gave us a little bit of momentum, but, you know, I felt like we were still a little flat at the half. And we just talked about, hey, you can't worry about the score, just play one play at a time and keep fighting, and we'll worry about what the score says after the game. And I just was really proud of the way our kids battled.
Carl, this is Coach Wolf. A lot of people that aren't familiar with what we do as coaches, they give us way too much credit when things like this happen and way too much blame when they don't happen. when you go in at halftime and you're down 21-7, you're not scripting a 99-yard kickoff return. That just happens. I mean, that you practice
right.
it, but it just happens. But that big thing called momentum.
It happens because you practice it, though. I mean,
sure, yeah,
you
have
work on those things.
That's right.
You know, we got a guy back there that we think is real explosive, and I cut you off, but the kid executed it great, and then he just hit it and turned on the burners. And
that's exactly my point. Sometimes dudes have to do what dudes do. They just make
that's
plays,
right.
and it makes us look good as coaches, but the reality is
100%.
You have to keep the boat sailing in the right direction when all else is going to heck in a handbasket.
Yep, and you got, you know, they're young people, and, you know, you got to learn that you have to just keep plugging and keep going and keep going. You can't ever give up, and that's why you never give up.
That's why we love this game.
100%.
Coach, that Canal Winchester team, you mentioned their offense is tough to deal with. Stephen Bird, he's one of the best running backs in the area. How were you able to kind of slow him down a little bit after that 21-0 start?
Well, after that 21-0 start, I didn't know if there was going to be any slowing him down. But, you know, we just – that kind of offense, it's like playing New Albany, same kind of deal. You got to get – you know, you've got to settle in and get used to what those blocks really look like. You know, you're not going to simulate it really well in practice. You're going to do the best you can. And then kids got to step up and make tackles and make plays. And, you know, I was real proud of our kids on both sides of the ball. And we got a really good back, too, that carried the mail for us and did some great things.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. Come from behind, probably a little harder than you wanted, but a win is a win. Congratulations and good luck moving forward to you and the Irish.
Thank you, and thanks for covering high school sports.
He's the head coach of Dublin Scioto, Carl Johnson. 28-21, his team gets the win over Canal Winchester, and Coach has got to have halves like that where you're like, oh, I don't even know what's going on, but it feels nice when you right the ship.
There are times when you look at your play sheet, and there's nothing, it's a blank. There's nothing you can call that will work, and then all of a sudden, somebody makes a play, and there's print on the page. You know, you've got a lot of choices, and things just happen like that, and I can't explain it. And I just know that we as coaches sometimes get too much blame and too much credit for those things. The reality is the kids make the plays. They do what they do best.
When you're in that situation, you're down 21-0, and now granted they got the score close to the end of the half, but say you don't get that score, you go in the locker room down 21-0. I know you're telling them we can do this, we can do this, we can do this, we can get back in this. Was there ever a time you didn't believe what you were saying?
Probably more often than you'd like to know. The reality is sometimes you just know you're getting punched in the face and there's nothing you can do. You know, it's like Mike Tyson said, everybody's got a plan until you get hit in the face.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get really hit hard and you just can't, you never recover from it. But sometimes you just know that it's a play here and a play there that we just didn't execute. If we just do what we do, we'll be fine. And if you can right that ship and calm the waters a little bit, you've got a chance.
And it worked for them tonight as Dublin Scioto gets the win. We've got to take a quick break here on the Scoreboard Show, but when we come back, we will talk to the head coach of Marysville, Brent Johnson, on the heels of his team's big 31-12 win over Dublin Jerome tonight. That's next on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show.
This is Bill Dawes with the Bob Boyd Auto Family. And whether it's our Ford or Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram stores in Lancaster or our Lincoln dealership in Columbus, our family and associates are proud to have been serving our communities and Central Ohio's automotive needs for over 50 years. So the next time you're in need of a new or used vehicle or servicing the one you have, we hope you'll consider Bob Boyd. Shop safely in our dealerships or online at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Becoming a member of Education First Credit Union is easier than you think. If you're hearing this message, you are probably eligible to join our credit union.
As an Education First member, we are committed to providing you with the best financial products and services, including checking, savings, and money market accounts, investment services, mortgages, auto loans, credit cards, and more.
3 convenient locations, Westerville, Reynoldsburg, and downtown Columbus. For more information, please stop in or visit us online at educu.org.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Welcome back. AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Ryan Baker, the guru, Lee Cochran, sitting across from me from This Week Sports. And to my right, it is our coach, Coach Larry Wolf, here for you in studio on the Scoreboard Show. Marysville, we mentioned, got a big win tonight, 31-12. They knocked off Dublin. Jerome, their head coach, Brent Johnson, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And, Coach, a tough loss last week for you guys. You're able to bounce back and beat a good Dublin Jerome team tonight. We've asked a few coaches this, but how did it feel tonight? How proud were you of the bounce-back effort from your team?
I was extremely proud of our team. It was our senior night, and you know, that was a tough loss, and last week, and our kids came back to work and really put a focus on us and just fixing the little things, and I feel good for the kids, because we always say, man, whatever you put an emphasis on, you're going to get better at, and we still got work to do, but we were much cleaner today.
Well, you said, Coach, you said you've got work to do. What areas do you need to improve in at this point, besides everything?
We still have, we put the ball on the ground. We had two turnovers tonight. Obviously, with what we do offensively, staying on schedule is really, and we've put a premium on that. And, you know, we've got some young kids running the ball. We got some veterans running the ball. I think we had five different guys carry the ball tonight, so timing's important. So just all those little nitty-gritties, the timing, the security, and just running our courses on the offense. And then defensively, I think we run to the ball pretty well. You know, Jerome has got a very explosive offense. Bob does a great job over there, and he spreads you out. Our kids handled that tonight, and they stayed the course. And those are the things that we got to continue to get better at. Don't panic. Make them work. Go down the field. Stay on schedule offensively. And we'll continue to roll up our sleeves and try to do a better job at that each week.
Well, Coach Johnson, except for that last-minute loss last week, I mean, you guys could easily be 3-0 heading into a Thomas Worthington team next week. I mean, you're positioning yourself well for that game 7, and I mean, and doing the little things that you have to do, if you just get better at not putting the ball on the ground, it's going to be significantly better for you. How do you feel about what's coming down the road the next couple weeks?
Well, we've got our motto of one week at a time, and you know, we evaluate our process, which is how's our effort, how's our physicality, how's our competitive spirit, and we look at the film and say, schematically, here's what we got to get better at, and we kind of identify that at the beginning of the week each week for our kids, and we try to keep that list very specific and short, and that's kind of the theme of the week. And I think if we just get better each week, we'll be in a good spot come week 7.
Well, Coach, it's working so far. You guys have been playing good football this year. Keep it up, and we look forward to talking to you more throughout the season.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
That's the head coach of Marysville, Brent Johnson, joining us on the Tipton Swofford Key Realty Coaches Line. Trusted, experienced, and dedicated to get you where you want to be. Check out Tipton's website. You can do so by heading to our website, am820scoreboard.com, and there is a link for you to click on and get you started on your next home. Marysville, 31-12 winners tonight over Dublin Jerome. Let's run through some of the scores in the Med State League tonight. Guys, Liberty Union is 3-0. They knock off Whitehall 34-12. Harvest Prep 64-13 winners over Grandview. Buckeye Valley gets by Bexley 31-26. It was Bloom Carroll 31, Amanda Clear Creek 7. Logan Elm beats Circleville, gets their first win of the year 41-22. Hamilton Township over Fairfield Union 42-13. Grove City Christian squeaks by Fairfield Christian 19-18. And Reedy with a huge win. They beat Columbus Academy tonight 33-7. Their head coach Joel Cutler joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And Coach, Academy had a huge impressive win last week over Harvest Prep. They have been playing some good football, and you guys just came out and dominated them tonight. How were you able to do it?
Thanks for having us. It was a good night to be a silver knight. defense has been playing well really all season. And, you know, without a normal beginning, if you will, it's been a struggle to time up chemistry and do some things offensively for us. And I felt like we had a great work week of practice. We really focused on the process, not the outcome. And they put in a great week of work, and they really got after them on both sides of the line of scrimmage.
Well, Coach, how surprising is tonight's outcome? I mean, I know you think you're always going to win, and that's what you got to do, but by such a wide margin over a team coming in so hot.
Yeah, they were off to a great start, and I still think they're a very good football team, and Coach Miller always has them prepared, well-coached. You know, for us, you know, I think we grew up a lot over the course of the last 2 weeks. I think we took some of the steps in the right direction. We're very capable of being a very good football team, and they showed that tonight. You know, we played some clean football, and that plagued us a little bit early in the season with penalties and turnovers and some miscues. So real proud of our kids and their work week, most importantly, and they saw the outcome for that week of work today.
Joel, it's Coach Wolf. Congratulations on the win tonight. But obviously, you get to celebrate it for about half a minute, and then you get to get busy working on harvest prep. Now, the kids will get till tomorrow morning, but you got a big, big train coming down the tracks next week.
Yes, sir, we do. Matter of fact, myself and the staff, we've already started. We're already working in the office as we speak.
I feel good about that.
And they are. They're very good. Coach Smith does a great job, and they're a physical bunch, too. They had a very lopsided win tonight over Grandview, and to me that shows that he got them refocused after last week. So I think they're going to be very physical. I think you're absolutely right. It's going to be a big battle in the trenches for sure, and I think we have to regain our focus. We'll find out how mature the Silver Knight upperclassmen are. We returned quite a few. We'll find out our maturity level and see if they continue with the week of preparation this week.
Well, now, Coach, you've allowed 20 points all season, and, you know, I'm just looking at the stats, and you guys allowed only 176 total yards to Academy, a team that's been churning out yard after yard after yard. Who's playing particularly well on defense?
Well, you know, I think Aiden Aiello, he returns at safety. You know, he's a state qualifier as a wrestler for several years now. He does an excellent job of tackling in the open field, making plays, getting our secondary lined up. You know, senior Cole Matthews and P.J. Daniels return at outside linebackers, and those guys do a nice job out there in space and up front. Jawan McGowan is with Devon Malone and Jerick Boy. They anchor that front. And they really can get after people. They're strong young men, and we're excited to see how well they play tonight.
And then, Coach, on the offensive side of the ball, some huge plays for you guys tonight. I know Darius Parham, your quarterback, had a 74-yard run. Tyrese Hudson had a 59-yard run, I think. What was the key to the explosive plays on offense tonight?
We played some clean football. We made a couple adjustments blocking-wise and at the line of scrimmage, but their physical play and coming off the football, they did a wonderful job. You know, and we come in and out of personnel groupings with Jacob Metz and Andy Schultz and some other kids to try to get leverage that way. And, you know, Darius and Tyrese continue to do their thing, as well as Brian Fitzsimmons and Jawan McGowan back there too. So team effort all the way across. Real proud of how they handled adjustments tonight early and brought the physicality for four quarters.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight over Academy. It should be a fun one next week when the Silver Knights take on Harvest Prep.
Yep, another good one. Thanks for having me. Go Knights.
He's the head coach of Bishop Reedy, Joel Cutler, a big and maybe to some of us surprising 33-7 win tonight over Academy.
Yeah, but you know, Academy did beat Harvest Prep. You can't take that away, obviously. But Harvest Prep still rushed for 300 yards on him tonight. Reedy rushed for 411 yards. They threw for five. I guess if you're rushing for 411 yards, you're not throwing the ball in the air too much.
Don't need to.
So yeah, exactly. So what I'm saying is, I mean, that's going to be real interesting next week, because, you know, as I said, Reedy's defense has allowed 20 points all year. They allowed, you know, less than 200 yards, and then Harvest Preps has that high-powered offense, that could be a real fun game next week.
Well, Reedy did to Academy what Academy did to Harvest Prep. They kept the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, when you rush for 400 yards, you're keeping the ball for a lot of the game. So that's what they did. That's what you have to do, shorten the game.
Got to put one, that on the short list of games to be in the this week, five to watch for week number four, for sure. We're going to take a quick break here on the Scoreboard Show, but when we come back, we will talk to the head coach of Westerville South, Matthew Chris, his team getting a big win tonight. We will also talk to Mark Crabtree of Dublin Kaufman as his team knocks off Olentangy Orange. Coming up next, it's the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. I'm a major fan of Miracle Motor Mart. It's the only place I go when I want to purchase a car. What got me hooked was years ago I mentioned to Mike D'Andrea that I was interested in getting a new vehicle, and he invited me to stop by and look around. It was a completely friendly, hassle-free, no games, no runaround, no pressure experience. And the car I wound up buying was so reasonably priced that I knew I didn't have to look any further than Miracle Motor Mart. In fact, I told my friends and family about how great Miracle Motor Mart is, and now some of them do all their car shopping there as well. Owners Mark Meadows and Mike D'Andrea have become personal friends of mine. How many car dealerships can you say that about? I'm happy to enthusiastically recommend Miracle Motor Mart for your next car purchase. Tell them Patrick Madrid sent you.
Miracle Motor Mart, a better way to buy your next car. See their large inventory at miraclemotormart.com or visit one of their convenient Columbus locations at Cleveland and Morris on the north side or 5100 East Main Street.
Welcome back, AMA 20 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Don't forget, if you miss any of the scores, you can get them at our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at AM820Scoreboard. It was an exciting one in Westerville tonight as Westerville North and Westerville South both came into this game week three matchup at 2-0, and it was Westerville South that gets the late 32-28 win. Their head coach Matt Chris joining us now on the Scoreboard Show. And coach, you were trailing most of the way in this one. How were you able to get the win late?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, we make things interesting. So it was, you know, you talk about from a culture standpoint as a program, you know, we had some big timely stops in the second half. We had to go 97 yards to take the lead, I think, with like 3 minutes left. And to be able to do that after really not playing particularly well, especially offensively in the first half, I think speaks volumes for, you know, our kids and our coaching staff and kind of what we're continuing to build here.
Coach, when you have that kind of distance ahead of you and the game on the line, what are you telling them as they go out there?
You know, I think from a play calling standpoint, just trying to take what they were giving us. You know, they weren't going to get beat deep or get the top ripped off, so we were just trying to find windows underneath and get our our receiving core some space to work with. And I think we had a big like fourth and six that we completed, and you know, we had just had guys step up and Petey Pedroza made some big timely throws running after the catch.
Yeah, I think you said that last week when you talked to us too. Now, Coach, Westerville South has not lost to Westerville North since 2005. How much pressure is there when it comes to this rivalry to keep that going?
Yeah, I mean, I get texts from, alumni. It definitely weighs on us. I can tell you that much, that you don't want to be the group that ends the streak, if you will. But I'll tell you what, Coach Johnson is doing a heck of a job at North, and his kids competed incredibly hard tonight. So I know how it feels being on the other side of that. They're doing great things as well.
Who played particularly well for you tonight on the defensive side? I mean, you give up 28 points, but obviously when you had to get stops, you got stops. Who played well on the defensive side?
Yeah, it was, it was almost like there's certain possessions. It's like we woke up and did some of the things that we were asking them to do. And, you know, right out of the gate, they got the ball out of the second half, and we went 3-and-out, which was huge. We got the ball, went down and scored to make it a one-score game again. So, to be honest with you, it was really, caveman football. They were running right at us, and we decided to bow up when we needed to bow up and get some big stops. It was, a collective effort inside.
Caveman football. You got to love that.
That's right up your alley, Larry.
Right up my alley, absolutely.
Coach, you're sitting at 3-0 now, halfway through the regular season, obviously with the playoffs there in Week 7. How do you think you guys have played to this point, and what would you like to see your team get better at?
Yeah, I mean, finding ways to win is always, the goal at the end of the day. Tonight, we had some uncharacteristic turnovers off. We threw a pick six. We fumbled on the three-yard line, so that, that's how you find yourself down 10 points at half. Defensively, we got to figure out ways to slow down the run. You're getting gouged early on, and, we're on the field for too many plays, 17-play drives, 19-play drives, and we got to be able to get our offense the ball back. I would say those are kind of the two big things. Take care of the football, and when we have opportunities to win on third and fourth down, we got to find ways to do it defensively.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the effort tonight. It went the whole 60 minutes or 48 minutes, and you guys were able to come away with the win against your crosstown rival. Congratulations, Coach.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for covering high school football.
He's the head coach of Westerville South, the 3-0 Wildcats, after a 32-28 win over Westerville North tonight. Dublin Kaufman, they are sitting at 3-0 as well. They knock off Olentangy Orange 28-7 tonight. Their head coach, Mark Crabtree, joining us now on the Scoreboard Show. And Coach, after a big win over Olentangy Liberty last week, you guys came out and kind of jumped on Orange a little bit from the get-go. How were you guys able to get out to a pretty quick start tonight?
Well, first of all, thanks for having us. I think, we just played a really good overall game for the first quarter, especially offensively, defensively. We just created some momentum for ourselves executing what we do, and we kept it simple, but yet just kind of, I think the simplicity of things just kind of allowed our kids to kind of settle in and maybe find out what Orange was trying to do, and it just allowed us to, like I said, execute our basic stuff. And fortunately we were able to make some plays and mix the pass with the run, and maybe kind of kept Orange off guard a little bit. And then defensively, I thought our defense did a great job really controlling the line of scrimmage, shutting down the run, and so that's really how we got out to an early lead like that.
Now, Coach, in the second quarter, you put in Mason Maggs at quarterback, and he, when you're up 14-0, and he led you down to and it threw a touchdown pass to go up 21-0. Was that something planned to get him time?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We are fortunate to have two really good quarterbacks, and like I told, we did this last year too when Connor was a junior and Mason was a sophomore. It's tricky to find the quality of game time to put two quarterbacks in. And I know there's a lot of people out there that have theories on, if you have two quarterbacks, you really have none. I don't buy that at all. I think it's no different than my analogy is basketball. In a normal basketball game, you play with two point guards, and granted the starter gets more time, but yet, you've got to have your other guy be able to come in and run the offense as well. And that's kind of how we look at it. We're really blessed to have both. They're both great kids, and it's tough to try to find the balance to be able to make it work. But Mason came in and just did what he does. I mean, he's really good. Connor's really good, and we're just trying to find as many guys as we can on our team to help or to let him help us be successful. And if that means moving a quarterback to a receiver spot or a receiver to running back or running back to quarterback, it doesn't matter. We just got to make sure we got guys in place to make plays.
Coach Crabtree, this is Larry Wolf.
Hi,
those,
Larry.
Those people that say that if you have two, you have none have never had none. Let's just put it that way, okay? I've never coached a team that had none. I've been there, you've been there, and it's not fun to have none. But toward the end of the first half, your team lost a little bit of momentum, and it wasn't just because Olentangy Orange scored. It's a series of penalties and different things. I thought the game might switch right there, but you guys maintained control of it. How'd you do that?
Well, we talked about that after the game, Larry, in our coach's office. We kind of felt like the one offensive series we had you know, in the second quarter, kind of, you know, really kind of, you know, unsettled us a little bit, I thought. And then defensively, we gave up that long score. And, I don't know. I think that's just how football goes. And you know, I give some of that to some of that credit to Olentangy Orange. I really like their team and their coaching staff. I think they do a really good job of coaching their players. I think their players are physical. So some of that you got to give to them, because I thought they did a good job of kind of flipping the script a little bit, you know, and kind of starting to dictate a little bit on their terms. But we kind of gathered ourselves a little bit and kind of weathered the storm and you know, and just kind of came out on top and did a better job, I think.
So, Coach, you get Liberty last week, a good Orange team this week, and then on to a rivalry game with Davidson next week. This new OCC alignment for you guys is pretty tough.
Mm-hmm. It sure is, and we all knew it. You know, there's not a coach in our division that doesn't realize what we're doing and what we're in for, and that's exactly why, you know, the old saying, you know, literally take one week at a time. That's what we're doing. If you start thinking about later on or playoffs or this, that, and the other, you're making a giant mistake in the division we're in. And everybody's good. Everybody's well coached. All these kids play hard. They're all physical. And you better bring it every game, every week. You better bring it. And that's kind of where we're at. And we're going to move on to Davidson and just completely focus on them and do our absolute best.
Well, Coach, you've brought it so far this year, 3-0 through three, and good luck next week against the Wildcats.
Okay, thank you, guys.
He's the head coach of Dublin Kaufman, Mark Crabtree, his team with another impressive win tonight, 28-7 over Olentangy Orange.
Yeah, and he gets an angry group of Wildcats who lost today. But it's always interesting to hear Coach Crabtree talk about quarterbacks, because I don't think there's been a better high school that has a high school to produce quarterbacks like they have. I mean, you know, Brady Quinn, Jack Rafferty, you know, the Stout brothers,
Gunnar Hoke,
you know, I mean, it's just one right after another. I mean, it's just, you know, instead of two quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks. It's almost an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to have two quarterbacks. I mean, gee, you put Mag in the game in that first series, he didn't play well. So what's he doing in the next series? He just takes him down for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. It's kind of nice to know that if something happens, you're not out, because I've been where you have no quarterbacks, and that's not fun at all.
Well, yeah, and to get him, you know, playing time, I know they did it last year, but to get him playing time, if, you know,
in the heat of the battle,
if something, like you say, if something does happen, you're not going to have a quarterback walking out there with eyes, yep, you know, wide open. It's somebody that's just going to be like, all right, we've been here.
It's not just mop-up duty. It's key times of the game there, helping get them ready, get the next man up, ready to go.
And don't be surprised if you don't see both quarterbacks on the field at some point. Sneak a guy out there and have quarterback to quarterback to somebody, you know what I mean, a double pass kind of situation.
You remember last year, Olentangy Liberty lost a quarterback in the yep, Davidson game. Brought another guy in, boom. And they just never missed a beat. And we talked to Coach Huck that he goes, the philosophy is next man up. We have to have that philosophy. You know, if you've got that many players, you know, 100 players in the program, it won't change your Liberty. You know, it's a little bit easier, but they still have to play. They still have to perform.
Guys, as we head to break here, another final that we've just got in tonight. Burn Union is 3-0. They knock off Rosecrans tonight, 56-6. Olentangy Berlin got their first win of the year. We'll talk to their head coach, Mark Norrie. Coming up next, it's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
Why do Catholics honor Mary so much? When Jesus had given us everything on the cross, he looked down and saw one last gift, his mom. And he told his beloved disciple, behold your mother. And he told his mother, behold your son. That beloved disciple was John, but it's also you. Jesus gave you his mother to be your spiritual mom. God didn't save us as individuals, but as a family. And the most highly honored human being in the family of the church, not including Jesus himself, who also happens to be God, it isn't some super apostle or great prophet or warrior king. It's a mom, largely unnoticed in this life, and now called Ark of the New Covenant, Terror of Demons, Help of Christians, Queen of Heaven and Earth. But the most honored title she has is Mother, Mother of God and our Mother. So why do we honor Mary so much? Because she's our mom. and that's a good insight into the weight of glory waiting for all mothers. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
We're heading to the end of the year, but you know what? There is still plenty of time to get yourself into a 2020 vehicle. Hey, it's Christy, and Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is your one-stop shop for the right vehicle at the right price. And right now, during the Ram Power Days, you can save up to $11,000 on a new Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn or get employee pricing on all Pacificas. Not bad. How about getting up to $6,500 off or 0% on a new Jeep Cherokee or Renegade during the Jeep Adventure Days? The gang at Bob Boyd are the best. From the time you walk through the door until you drive your new vehicle home, they are with you every step of the way. Because that's the Bob Boyd way. Bob Boyd Lancaster on Route 33 or at BobBoyd.com.
Feel good today. The Bob Boyd way. The Bob Boyd way.
Welcome back, AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Ryan Baker, the guru, Lee Cochran from ThisWeekSports.com, and our coach, Larry Wolf, here with you as we go through week three of the high school football season. I know it's a weird season, Larry, but hard to believe it's halfway over already.
Halfway over and just got started.
It's pretty crazy for sure. Halfway over, and Olentangy Berlin, they have gotten their first win tonight. They knock off Hilliard Darby by a score of 48-41. Let's head back out to the Tipton Swofford Key Realty coaches line and join the Bears head coach, Mark Norrey. Coach, this one was back and forth all night. You had a 14-point cushion, then it was tied. How were you able to get this one late?
Well, I think just resiliency by our kids. You know, I mean, we've been struggling all year long on defense, and we're starting a lot of young guys on defense. We graduated five linebackers. We play a 3-5 stack, and so losing some really good players there, but developing some good young ones too. And you know, they're taking their lumps, and they're learning week in and week out. But fortunately, tonight we were able to hold on and really outscore them is really how it went down. But yeah.
Well, Coach, yeah, I mean, you mentioned your defense. You're allowing about 40 points a game, but if you're going
to
do that,
you don't need to remind me of that.
Hey, it's a lot easier to say that to a coach who's just won, and to a coach who has a quarterback like Jacob Moeller. I mean, what were his numbers tonight? I haven't seen, but I know, you know, last week he threw for almost 450 yards. What did he do tonight?
I want to say he was in the high twos. I want to say around 277 maybe is what I recall seeing. I'm not 100% sure, but, you know, Jacob's a three-year starter for us. That's his 24th game that he's played. He's played in every Berlin game just about that we've had. He had an injury last year to start the season, but, you know, at the end of last year, we thought that he was really starting to understand and peak, you know, as a quarterback. And so, we give him a lot of autonomy on the field, and you know, he studies a ton of film and he learns, and you know, he knows our offense inside and out. So you know, there's sometimes he makes us look really good too, because the play we had sent in probably wasn't really a good one, and he'll get us out of it and put this into something that he's comfortable in and that can move the ball.
Well, how much freedom, third year starter? How much freedom do you give him to do that?
Well, it's a lot of it's tied in, so he knows, you know, if we call a specific play that he can go to option A or option B after that, if depending on what that we're seeing defensively. Or truthfully, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know if you would ever admit this, but sometimes I think it's a feel thing for him too, where he's just like, yeah, I think I'll just throw the ball this time. You know, and if we're going third and one, we'd like to run it, Jacob. Nah, we'll just throw the bomb. You know, so you just never know with kids, but, you know, he enjoys that. He likes it. It's something that we've grown with him. And, you know, we're thrilled at the way he's come along over the last 3 years and developed. And, you know, he's just doing a great job for us.
Coach Norrey, tonight's game was really a game of clashing styles. Darby likes to run the football, and you guys are struggling to stop the run. And you guys like to pass the football. And since Darby doesn't pass the ball much, they don't practice a whole lot against that. So it's who wins out in the end. And obviously you made some big plays coming down the stretch to get that 48th point.
Yeah, you know, I think I was informed tonight, too, that was our 24th game as a program. And, you know, I believe that that was the first time in 24 games we did not turn the ball over. So, you know, it's true what they say. When you protect the football, I heard another coach say the same thing earlier as I was listening in. And, you know, you can protect that football and win two out of the three phases of the game and give yourself a shot, you know. And so, you know, I think our kids did that tonight. I mean, we, you know, there was a play late in the game where they had returned the kickoff and the kid was going in the end zone and he was on the 5-yard line and we punched it out and that would have tied it. So, you know, just plays like that, just hustle plays. And that's really how we're going to have to do it this year because, like I said, we're developing young guys and we're trying to grow a program still. You know, we just got to keep growing.
Well, you say that, Coach, keep growing. Are you surprised, or is it on pace, what you expected? I mean, 1-9 the first year, 6-5 playoffs last year, and you know, you've been in games this year. I mean, it's a tough schedule you're playing, but are you on the course you believed you'd be when you came here 3 years ago?
I think so. You know, this isn't this is something I've kind of done before. You know, when I worked up at Stowe and they hadn't been to the playoffs in 25 years when I took that job. And, you know, so I kind of rely a lot on what I went through up there and sort of the pace and things that happened and, you know, those types of things and try to mirror it down here. And so I see a lot of similarities that I saw up there. And, you know, I think we're on pace. I think we're on pace, you know, and it's patience. It's a lot of patience and it's a lot of hard work and it's, you know, all the things that everybody talks about, but it's, you know, when you're building that program, you can't miss anything on the way up because if there's, you know, a brick that's missing in the foundation, the whole thing will collapse down the line. So we're very meticulous about that. We make sure that, we're covering all our bases and, you know, it always doesn't show on the scoreboard, but from a coaching standpoint, if you can see growth and understand what that looks like, it may not equate to a win right now, but you hope that, you know, when as the program matures, those start turning into wins.
Well, Coach, it's definitely working. Played Liberty tough, Olin Tangi tough. You see the rewards tonight on the scoreboard with the 48-41 win over Darby. Congratulations on the win tonight, Coach. Good luck next week against Jerome.
Thanks for having us, guys. I appreciate it.
He's the head coach of Olin Tangi Berlin. Mark Norrie joining us on the Tipton Swofford Key Realty Coaches line. When I needed help buying my home, I called Tipton, and he can help you too. 614-551-7093.
And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to tell Coach, I know there's no such thing as moral victories, but I tell you, when I really thought Berlin turned the corner was when they made the playoffs and they lost that game to Anthony Wayne, but that was an 8-point game. And that was a game I don't know that anybody gave them really a shot. They come in at 5-5 and Anthony Wayne was 10-0.
Yeah, well, those are the program non-victories that put those bricks in the wall. You know what I mean? He was talking about the foundation. That's a foundational brick right there. We stood toe-to-toe with one of the best teams in the state of Ohio. We didn't blink. We didn't win. There are no moral victories, but we didn't go away quietly. We made noise.
And how much momentum does that give you for the offseason?
Huge. Get in the weight room. The kids are ready to get in the weight room the next day. They sensed what it felt like to be in the playoffs. It was a special thing. It's their team now. They're not playing at Olin Tangi or at Liberty. It's their team, their school, their colors, their Bears. They're proud of that, and they want to do it again.
And a couple years ago, you saw Berlin on the schedule. It was a win. Not now. It doesn't matter who you are. They're playing everybody tough for sure. We're going to take our final break of week three, but when we come back, we'll run through all the scores one more time, and we'll get final thoughts from the guru and Coach Wolf. Coming up next, final segment, AM820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
Did you know that St. Gabriel Catholic Radio has a free app that you can listen to wherever you are? Simply go to your app store and type in St. Gabriel Radio and then download the free St. Gabriel app. You'll be able to listen live to the St. Gabriel feed or listen to the hundreds of archives. So don't delay. Download the St. Gabriel smartphone app today.
Thank you.
This is Bill Dawes with the Bob Boyd Auto Family. And whether it's our Ford or Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram stores in Lancaster or our Lincoln dealership in Columbus, our family and associates are proud to have been serving our communities and Central Ohio's automotive needs for over 50 years. So the next time you're in need of a new or used vehicle or servicing the one you have, we hope you'll consider Bob Boyd. Shop safely in our dealerships or online at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The I've met so many parents over the years who blame themselves for their children wandering from God. Can I just say this to everybody listening right now? That's ridiculous. Stop that if you're doing it. God is a pretty good parent, and his first two children rejected him. It's called free will. So what do you do about it if your child wanders from God in their adulthood? One, pray and fast. It worked for St. Monica. It said that she gave birth to her son, St. Augustine, a second time, spiritually, through her tears and prayers. Prayer is powerful. Never doubt that. Two, while it's important to challenge them, don't let your relationship become all about that. When you evangelize family members, remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Keep loving them. Keep those doors of communication and friendship open. And three, never lose hope. God loves your kid more than you ever could, and he's on your side. And in the end, he won his rebellious children back. That's what Scripture's all about. You can do the same for yours. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
This is Bill Dawes with the Bob Boyd Auto Family. And whether it's our Ford or Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram stores in Lancaster or our Lincoln dealership in Columbus, our family and associates are proud to have been serving our communities and Central Ohio's automotive needs for over 50 years. So the next time you're in need of a new or used vehicle or servicing the one you have, we hope you'll consider Bob Boyd. Shop safely in our dealerships or online at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd.
Lee, as we were going to break there, I saw you look like final segment already. It's been going fast for you tonight.
Yeah, it has been, but that means it's been fun. Hopefully it's been fun for people out there listening.
Absolutely, for sure, we hope that. And it has been a fast and furious week three here for the Scoreboard Show, and we are in our final segment, unfortunately. So let's run through the scores one final time. Of course, we had the Thursday night game last night over in the Mid-State League, and it was Worthington Christian improving to 3-0. They beat Fisher Catholic 38-17. Big one in the CCL tonight, and it's DeSales. They improved to 3-0. They knock off Hartley in a back-and-forth one, 24-21. And Larry, you said earlier, that's not a surprise, though, at all, when those two schools meet.
Nope, it could be 58-57. It wouldn't matter.
Over in the OCC tonight, Gahanna gets by New Albany, 42-41, the final in that one. In overtime, New Albany went for two. They did not get it, so Gahanna moves on with that victory. Pickerington North gets a 59-6 win over Westland tonight. Westerville Central shuts out Grove City, 34-0. Olentangy Liberty gets by Upper Arlington 21-14. The Patriots bounce back after that tough one to Dublin Kaufman last week. Hilliard Bradley, they get their first win of the season. They knock off Hilliard Davidson 22-17. Dublin Kaufman 28-7 winners over Olentangy Orange. And Lee, we talked to Coach Crabtree just a little bit ago. The Shamrocks hold the Pioneers to just 99 yards of offense tonight.
Yeah, and yeah, when you talk Dublin Kaufman, we find ourselves talking offense and quarterbacks a lot. But you know, they've had some good defenses. A couple years ago, they had a real stout defense, and you know, Coach Crabtree's talked to us before about that. How, you know, he even says, you know, we sometimes talk too much about the offense, that he's very, very proud of his defense.
Well, they were good tonight as they hold the Orange to just 7 points. Pickerington Central, they're 3-0. They knock off Central Crossing 47-0 tonight. Reynoldsburg improves to 2-1. They beat Newark 48-14. Groveport gets by Lancaster 16-13. And Lee, as we were just talking here off air, Groveport's 3-0. We think they're pretty good, but we're just not sure yet. That's just the way this season has been so far.
There's such a domino effect. I mean, Groveport just whips Reynoldsburg. Reynoldsburg had whipped Gahanna. Gahanna beats New Albany. It had been undefeated. You know, Central Crossing you know, takes Lancaster to the wire. That was a 3-point game. Central Crossing loses big. You know, Lancaster Group. I mean, you know, we were just talking. You know,
don't bet on any of these.
Yeah,
games.
Yeah. You know, I think Coach Wolf's once said, you know, you got to look past these first 2 weeks. We're going to learn more about these teams every week. That's the way it is every year. But with all the circumstances with this year, we got a 6-game regular season. It might take at least another week, if not to week 5, to figure out, you know, who the top teams. Now, we know Pickerington Central, we know Dublin Coppin, we know Olentangy Liberty, but who's right up there with them?
But here's the problem when you go to the playoffs, because everybody's going to be in there, the matchups are going to be critical. You might run an offense that simply keeps the football. I mean, a team like Lancaster that runs the wing tee, if they get this thing going and they end up, let's say, 3-3, you might not want to play them. A Darby that runs the wing tee type offense, you might not want to play them if you're a high explosive offense and have a vulnerable defense. So it may be a matchup, because only the good teams used to get in. Now, a whole lot of teams that are finding their way are going to get in the playoffs, and there are going to be some upsets.
Well, and conversely, if, you know, Dublin Coffman, for example, would come up against – we just talked to Coach Norrie. Well, that's Division II. But if they run into a team like that as a, you know, a running team, they don't practice a lot with the pass because they don't pass.
That's right.
And then you get a quarterback like Jacob Moeller who can light it up. I mean, and you know, it's going to be interesting.
It's
more interesting than probably we've seen in quite some time.
Well, you mentioned Olentangy Berlin. They had that tonight, taking on Hilliard Darby, and it became more of a Berlin-type game as they win 48-41 this evening.
And Darby runs the football, but they don't play against the pass very often because they don't pass the ball that well or that often. And so when they see a guy that's got a hot hand like that, it's tough to stop him.
Olentangy, they are 3-0. They beat Thomas Worthington 43-7. Marysville gets a 31-12 win over Dublin Jerome. Worthington Kilbourne's 2-1. They beat Delaware tonight 31-17. Westerville South improves to 3-0. They get by Westerville North late 32-28. Dublin Scioto 28-21 winners over Canal Winchester. And Big Walnut knocks off Franklin Heights tonight 35-6. Over in the Mid-State League, Liberty Union 34-12. They beat Whitehall Lee. Every year, it seems like, since we've been doing the scoreboard show, we find that feel-good story. Mm-hmm. Could that be Liberty Union this year?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a team that was 0-10 last year, you know, and you just got to wonder how you can turn it around that quick. I mean, if you've got guys that have played a couple years, take their bumps and bruises. You know, we talked to, you know, Coach Norrie. They were 1-9, then last year they make it to the playoffs at 6-5. But still, 0-10 to 3-0, and they beat Reedy. Who really didn't beat Academy? Who Academy beat? Harvest Prep. And now who's playing next week? Reedy and Harvest Prep. So coin flip.
Well, you beat Reedy on the last play of the game, week one, when nobody knows who can do anything at that point, and you get a little momentum.
You start thinking you can win.
You can. That's important.
One thing's for sure, we'll be watching the Lions now the rest of the way. Harvest Prep, you mentioned them, 64-13 winners tonight over Grandview. Reedy, that big win over Columbus Academy, 33-7 for the Silver Knights. Buckeye Valley gets a 31-26 win over Bexley. Bloom Carroll knocks off Amanda Clear Creek, 31-7. Logan Elm gets their first win of the year. They beat Circleville, 41-22. Hamilton Township, 42. Fairfield Union, 13. Grove City Christian by 1 over Fairfield Christian 19-18, and Burn Union's 3-0. They beat Rosecrans tonight 56-6. In the Licking County League, Licking Valley comes from behind, beats Granville on the final play of the game. A 39-yard touchdown pass as time expires. A Licking Valley 24, Granville 22. Heath is 3-0. They beat Newark Catholic 20-14. Johnstown, they're 3-0 as well. 34-6 winners tonight over Lakewood. Northridge gets their first win. They beat Utica 20-15. And Zanesville scores 26 unanswered to beat Watkins Memorial 46-13. Waterson 39-0 winners over Taze Valley. Canton Central Catholic beats Licking Heights 28-21. London shuts out Kenton Ridge 35-0. Jonathan Alder 38. Bell Fountain 8. West Jeff 49-15 winners over Northeastern. Westfall gets shut out by Adena 43-0, and Chillicothe beats Hillsboro 41-14. We are halfway through the regular season, gentlemen.
Week three is in the books. Larry Wolf, your final thoughts on this evening?
The more we go, the less I know. I can't tell you who's going to win. I can't. You know, we used to be able to know. We don't know anymore. It's just, it's kind of fun to watch it.
Well, exactly. It's fun to watch it because we don't know. You know, we could sit here and say, you know, I had somebody tell me, you know, how come you're sending somebody to Reedy Academy? That could be a blowout. Well, it was a blowout, but not the way anybody thought.
Not the way we thought.
That's exactly right.
But that's why you play.
Yeah, in the past, you pretty much knew by week three who the good teams were.
Because you've had two scrimmages.
A couple scrimmages, and you knew what they had coming back, and everything was normal. What's normal now is abnormal.
Well, we heard Coach Smith from Harvest Prep say, you know, he had kids on vacation last week. And that might be the topper
the
here.
Yep.
You know? So I guess the one thing we can say halfway through the regular season of 2020, and no surprise for 2020, is that the only certain thing is uncertainty. For sure. A big thanks to all of our coaches and congratulations to them that called in this evening. Ryan Wiggins of St. Francis de Sales, Harvest Preps, Milan Smith, Brian Kennedy of Waterson, Buddy White of Reynoldsburg, Carl Johnson, the head coach of Dublin Scioto, Brent Johnson, head man out of Marysville, Joel Cutler of Reedy, big one for them tonight, 33-7 over Academy, Matthew Christ of Westerville South, Mark Crabtree of Dublin Kaufman, and Mark Norrie of Olentangy Berlin. And again, congratulations to all the teams that won here in Week 3. Don't forget to visit our website, AM820Scoreboard.com, if you missed any scores, and follow us on Twitter, at AM820Scoreboard, and Facebook, the same, AM820Scoreboard. For our associate producer, Chris Higgins, doing a great job on the phones tonight. For our coach, Larry Wolf, and the guru, Lee Cochran, I'm Ryan Baker, saying one final time for Week 3, thanks for listening to the AM820 Scoreboard Show, everybody. We'll see you next week.